conference starts officially with the conch shell, the putatara, and the porphyry starting in about 45 minutes. So there's been a lot of preparatory work done for this. We've got 9 other nations joining with us to help to present this showcase of Indigenous to Indigenous. And we've got about 45, 47 Māori representatives here. So it's all coming together very well.
Excellent. So those 45 representatives come from a range. I see some of them in communications. We've got Teresa Tapania there, yourself there. We've got Mavis Mullins. I see her there. A range of people. A range.
We have, and we've got a great mix of rangatahi and e kui mai kōrama katoa hoki. And so we're also looking at not just what traditionally has been the Māori staple for export around primary products, but it's where we can add value in other areas. As you quite rightly pointed out, we've got media, digital tech, we've got some biotech representatives around health products, looking for new opportunities for Māori businesses in a region that has quite clear cultural similarities, which therefore leads to great opportunities for our people.
So as we are looking to advantage our exports, our products internationally, globally, with those that are Indigenous and other nations as well too, non-Indigenous, is the same thing for that. They are obviously looking at our territory, our region, to advantage their exports as well. So are they expecting us to engage with them and to, you know, sort of partner with them?
Yeah, it's interesting. When we talk with our other Indigenous whānau that are here, one of the things that's coming through is that Te Ao Māori is seen as a bit of an exemplar for the way forward for other Indigenous nations. So it's not so much about we'll give you our product, we'll take yours. It's actually how do we get to market? How do we partner in market? And what opportunities can we all open up for all of us to sell our wares and our services and products around the world? So I think Māori businesses are seen as trailblazers. And in fact, Te Aratini was launched as a concept in 2018 with the first visit by Māori representatives to Bedouin tribes people here in Dubai. Went out into the desert to meet with them, lay down the take. And of course, this was all supposed to come to a head in 2020 with the World Expo. We're 12 months later because of COVID. But in that time, we've managed to bring a number of other Indigenous groups along who want to be part of this and grow this. So this is the first ever expo that has a specific Indigenous business showcase. And this legacy will be created and moved on for every expo going forward, and probably for a global event in between expo as well.
So, and I know I asked this last week, what are the expectations of all of our whānau that are currently there? Obviously, they want to do business. Obviously, they want to increase profitability. Obviously, they want to engage, all of that. Is there an expectation by us, whānau, that we should either have immediate or medium, long-term business relationships?
I think there are 3 benefits possible out of this type of event. The first one, of course, is to understand the wider global context in which Māori can trade and deliver their goods to the world. That's the first one. The second one is that there's some key relationships that Māori can make here today and for the next 3 days that will create those opportunities going forward. We're very aware of that. And thirdly, and this is where the local office of New Zealand Trade and Enterprise here in Dubai comes in, there are opportunities in front of some of these businesses right now. And since these representatives have been here, they've actually been already making some key business meetings with a view to launching contracts in market. We see this, and culturally we see a great potential here for not just the 12-month contract, but for a long-term relationship. And so that's where our focus is going, is to build those long-term bridges. But we believe we'll get some contracts out of this right away.
Well, and that is really good news, isn't it? I mean, that's why we're doing business, isn't it? The other thing is, we talk about products, but if we, and you had mentioned that Māori are seen to be by other Indigenous nations as leaders in this space, Therefore, are our people also seem to be attractive, you know, and I mean this in the best possible way, products, commodities. Are our people being looked at as perhaps people that they can offer to come go into their spaces to help them look at expansion?
Yeah, one of the things that, you know, this is the classic kumara and the sweetness scenario, where Māori haven't been great at promoting themselves. But in fact, where New Zealand, and specifically Māori business, has a huge advantage is we have a great story to tell, a great story of intergenerational growth and protection of our resources, so that when Māori are bringing product to market, they're bringing it from a great provenance story, a great history, and a great view of manaaki and care for people, care for place, and the value that that brings to potential market opportunities, it can't be underlined just how much value that brings. And by extrapolation, Māori people are seen as being genuine, they're seen as being humble, they're seen as being in business for the right reasons, and that's to protect their culture, protect their people, and create sufficient wealth going forward to look after their people first and foremost. And so people generate towards organisations with those kinds of strong ethical values. And so for Māori businesses and international marketplace, these are huge benefits that people want. You know, people want to work with groups like that. So we've got to be very clear, understanding our provenance, understanding our history, understanding what value that brings to a relationship.
And so what is happening this evening? What does it actually look like? You know, what are on the walls? Are you in a Bedouin tent? Are you, you know, how's it, yeah. You know, what are you doing? Are you in the middle of the desert, or in you next to the Jafar, the big tall thing?
we're actually now out at the Dubai Exhibition Centre, which is at the front of the whole Expo Park, which is a huge facility that actually becomes a city after Expo is finished. And the Dubai Exhibition Centre is about 4 or 5 times larger than the Sky City Convention Centre, and it's all showcase areas. We've got about all up close to 350, 400 people in attendance, so it's actually morning here, of course. I can just hear at the background, our group are arriving now. We've got a number of different cultural groups that are also performing today. We've got Minister Nanaia Mahuta, who's opening the event. She's followed up a short time later by one of the cabinet ministers from Australia. And so what we're doing now is setting the scene for 3 days of dialogue around a number of key issues, things like food sustainability, quality of packaging, access to markets, sharing resources and sharing that intellectual property, and also understanding and valuing the cultural element of the product that we bring to market. Because one of the things that all Indigenous nations are concerned about is that the cultural misappropriation of their taonga. And we've suffered it through the haka, of course, being taken in some areas across the world in an inappropriate manner. Many other cultures have suffered the same fates. And so how do we work together as Indigenous groupings to ensure we're bringing the best product to the market, but we're also looking after our culture and respecting those values that come with each culture? So today is seeing the scene. Shane Todima from Māori Television and myself, we're emceeing for the 3 days, and we've got something like 58 different speakers on a huge variety of topics from all around South America, Europe, South Pacific, and some really interesting dialogue to be had, and just understanding the wider context and how we can really come into this in our own.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. You got a shout out for us?
Yeah, I do actually. And so we've got a number of cultural groups that are appearing this week from all around the world. But my shout out is to Kahurangi from Te Wānanga Whare Tāpiri or Takitimu. They've done already, I think, 3 or 4 concerts across the expo sites, and there are large concert areas all throughout this place and technologies I wouldn't believe. Kahurangi have been outstanding in that they've worked out that the relationship between the audience and the performer is crucial. And so they've really engaged people from all different nations who couldn't speak English, let alone Māori, but they've engaged them in a way that had the crowds really enjoying and involving themselves. They're a group of young people, hugely dynamic, hugely inspirational. And so they are leaving such a positive story across Expo about the type of people that we have. And in fact, two nights ago, we had the opening Indigenous concert for Te Aratini, which had, I think, eight different performance groups from eight different parts of the world. And it was number two item on was Kahurangi. And then they were the last item on as well to finish it off. And, you know, I'm not biased, of course, Claudette, but they absolutely were the star turn. And big ups to them and the money they're bringing to Aotearoa New Zealand.
Yes, I remember Tommy Todima. So they came out of his stable many years ago.
Wonderful. They're really doing us proud. Yeah.
Now, don't spend too much money in the gold socks.
We've got Saturday is our only free day, and the credit card might get a bit of a bashing, but we'll just see how we go.
yeah, go wild. Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much joining us. We will talk next week.
Cool. Ka kite.
Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Thanks very much to Dale Stevens. He's over there, Dubai. He's the MC of Te Aratini along with Shane Todim.